Welcome home.
What's up, homies?
Hey, everybody, how are we? Welcome home to episode 28 of Welcome Home.
Yeah, we out here. It's 28 grams in an ounce.
28 grams in an ounce. We're getting there in a second. Before we do, to all our new listeners, welcome home. Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate you guys listening, and we'd really appreciate it if you enjoy what you hear. Leave us 5 stars, nice written review. Let a friend know. Hey, welcome home. It's a great fucking podcast.
Best one out.
To all our returning listeners, welcome home, homies. We missed you. Thanks for joining us again. You guys too. Make sure everybody knows. Hey, welcome home. Fantastic podcast. It's a great listen. Kick back, relax, have a couple laughs. Be sure to hit the link in our episode description. That's going to connect you with all things 812 Media Productions, like our YouTube, where we got a lot of 812 gaming content. Bunch of great videos out there. Go check them out. Go let a friend know. Go subscribe on our YouTube, because we got a lot of great stuff coming for you really soon. We'll be announcing it next episode on episode 29 of Welcome Home. So be sure to stick around for that. Have yourself subscribed on YouTube so you're all set and ready to go. Using the link, you can also find our Patreon. $2 of your support could help support the dream. We really appreciate it. It's going to help us get bigger and better and continue to bring you guys lots of great content. Like I just said, besides Welcome Home, we got 812 Gaming and a couple big things coming up for you. So we're going to need your guys' support. We're going to take this shit to the next level. We thank you. Last but not least, don't forget to go check out our partner, Smooth My Balls. Guys, we're coming out of quarantine. Everybody's getting back out there in the world. Whether it's hanging out with friends or getting back on the dating scene, you're going to need some smooth balls. Smooth balls are going to help you boost your confidence, because why wouldn't they?
Why do your balls need to be smooth to hang out with your friend?
Just in case.
I don't think so.
No? You never whip out your balls in front of your friends?
I don't, no.
No?
No, I can't say that I do.
I've done it once or twice. I've known people to do it.
I've known 2 people who have done it.
Yeah.
Other than you, so now I know 3.
Well, then, were their balls hairy or smooth?
Can't really recall. I didn't spend much time looking.
Well, unless they were animals, they were probably smooth balls. Guys, be sure to use the link in our episode description. Click on Smooth My Balls. Use our code 812HOMIES. Get yourself a nice little discount. That's code 812-HOMIES at Smooth My Balls. Go get your balls smooth, guys. All right, so diving into episode 28, you started off 28 grams in an ounce.
Yeah, that's just a, you know, unit measurement.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, like, you get an order of onion rings, and they usually come 28 to an order. Does that sound about right?
I feel like 28 onion rings is a lot.
Maybe a Bloomin' Onion has 28 onions in it.
No, I don't think so.
No?
That sounds like a lot of onions.
Maybe if you go to an onion farm, the maximum amount of onion trees you can have is 28.
I don't see that to be accurate, too, and onions also don't grow on trees.
Really?
No, have you ever watched Holes?
With,
Shia LaBeouf and Corbin Bleu. Is that Corbin Bleu?
I don't know. Never seen it.
You've never seen Holes?
What?
Griff, you can't fuck with me like that right now, bud. Are you fucking kidding me?
I've seen Disturbia. Is it similar to that?
No. No, not at all. It's older than Disturbia. Young Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, okay. So, like, the one with, like, Bumblebee and stuff?
That was Transformers. That was actually after Disturbia.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Really? Disturbia came out, what, like, 2018?
No. No, absolutely not.
What?
The movie Disturbia came out in 2007.
All right, around there then.
11 years off.
There you go. 11 plus 17.
It's 28, yeah.
It's 28, and you were just saying something about 17, right?
I don't think so.
Really?
No. But according to Google, 28 is the number after 27 and before 29.
Really?
So that is the definition of 28 as a number, yes.
Fair enough.
Who's number 28 on a sports team?
Matt Olson, first baseman on the Oakland Athletics.
There you go. I played for the Oakland A's in 7th grade.
Yeah, you did.
7th grade or 8th grade or something like that with Jake.
Yeah, big slugger Dolan.
Yeah, I had a hit or two.
One or two. You used to be the catcher?
No, I was the right fielder.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why Jason Worth is my favorite baseball player.
Oh, dickhead.
Is he 28 as well? I don't know.
Well, if you're claiming that he's my favorite baseball player.
I didn't say I was a big baseball fan.
That doesn't matter. You don't know his number, but he's your favorite position. Player.
Honestly, I didn't know his name until a week ago when you reminded me of it. I just know he was the right fielder when the Phillies won the World Series.
As far as I know.
So I, being a right fielder around the same time, connected with him. That's my guy.
Moving on. We were talking a little bit earlier, some conversation about a great man, Christopher Maloney. I've been recently watching a show on HBO called Veep, and he was a guest star on there for 2 episodes. Quite funny, quite amusing.
You told me he was on Seinfeld.
I was talking about Veep. I said Veep.
Was Elaine on Veep as well?
Elaine is the Veep. Yeah, that's what I was trying to explain to you.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, and then you were telling me about this goddamn show I had never heard of that turns out has not only Christopher Maloney, but Patton fucking Oswalt.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Talk about the duo I never knew I needed. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I love Patton Oswalt. Patton Oswalt is a fantastic human.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It's a great show. 2 seasons, 18 episodes.
There you go.
It's called Happy. I don't think we told you guys to tell.
Oh, I guess not. No.
But yeah, it's a good show. You guys should check it out too.
Yeah, why not? Let us know what you think. We'll let you know what we think.
Well, I think it's good.
Yeah, Dolan thinks it's good. I'm also interested in watching Oz, which is an old HBO show, which not only features Christopher Maloney, but Dean Winters.
Nice.
Big Dean Winters guy, of course.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, we're going to be moving right along now into our first segment, fan favorite. Everybody knows it. Here it is, the Reddit referral. Dolan, are we about ready to dive in?
Yeah, I'm excited to see what the people have to say this week.
You know as well as I do, they're always on some fuck shit.
Yeah.
Let's see what kind of fuck shit it is this week.
All right,
here we go, Dolan. We're going to kind of do a build up here with these.
Okay.
So this is where we're going to start. I love when my first bite of a sandwich is just a bunch of bread, or my first burrito bite is just a bunch of tortilla. I know that the chief complaint is that whoever made your burrito totally skimped out on you and the contents of your food, but I love getting just a nice bite of bread or tortilla. A nice fresh burrito with a nice warm tortilla with a little bit of cheese and salsa juice and a hint of meat flavor. I adore it. It's honestly one of the best parts about a burrito. And the sandwiches, just getting a bite of nice cool bread that's soaked up with just a little bit of mayo, heaven.
Nah, that shit's weird. When I was taught how to professionally make sandwiches, I was told to always make the sandwich end to end. Make sure the meat, the toppings, everything went from one end all the way to the other. So that the customer never got a bite of just bread. That is the main thing you try to avoid when professionally making a sandwich.
Can't disagree with you on that one.
No.
Gotta say, that's how I was trained as well.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think you're kind of like, you might be like a serial killer or something. I've never heard somebody be like, there's nothing in there. Just nothing.
Yeah, it's weird. If Griff thinks it's weird, you're definitely weird.
Yeah, never in my life. Not even at the end. Beginning, middle, end. If I'm getting a bite of nothing, I'm a little upset by it. All right, here's the next one, Dolan.
Okay.
I've just eaten 2 half racks of Chinese ribs for breakfast. I feel decadently gross and ashamed. Short and sweet, this one. Just did a quick morning trip to the local supermarket for bread and milk. Walked out with both, plus a double serving of their Chinese-style rack of ribs hot off the rotisserie. Came home and demolished them in seconds. Now sat here covered in grease with bits of ribs stuck in my teeth at 9:51 in the morning. Family is at work / school, so then they'll never know the depths of my depravity.
There's nothing wrong with that. You had some ribs. Doesn't matter what time it is. Ribs are delicious.
Yeah, I mean, they are delicious. It should matter a little bit. I don't know about breakfast. This kind of dates back to what Rob was saying in episode 27, Let's Talk About Food. If you haven't listened to that episode or any of our other previous episodes, be sure to go back and check them out on your favorite streaming platform. But yeah, I mean, like, of strange things that you maybe shouldn't be eating for breakfast, I could see why that might feel a little bit like, eh.
Nope. Good for you. You deserved every bite of those ribs.
You like Chinese-style ribs?
They're okay.
I've never had them.
They're not bad. I don't know if they were necessarily Chinese-style, but I've gotten ribs from Chinese restaurants.
Probably Chinese-style.
I guess. I mean, they have chicken wings too, but I wouldn't consider them Chinese style.
I mean, they're probably not going to bring you like a Kansas City smoked brisket.
No, definitely not.
So, probably Chinese style.
Yeah, maybe. Whatever.
All right, here we come with the next one. Dirty underwear.
Oh, God.
I just have to get this off my chest. I was once at my friend's house and I got really horny, so I went in the washroom and started to sniff his mom's dirty underwear. I've always had a crush on his mom, but I took it to the next level and I feel really ashamed of it.
That's gross, bro. Why would you do that? Like, I don't understand people's obsession with underwear in general, really.
Really?
Nah, that shit is weird to me.
You've never sniffed somebody's underwear?
No.
You've never sniffed somebody's mom?
Not willingly or, like, sexually. I mean, like, I've given people's mothers hugs and smelled the perfume they were wearing or, like, the shampoo they used or whatever. But, and like,
what did that smell like?
Like a mom.
You've never eaten a mom's panties or anything?
No, absolutely not.
Have you ever stolen somebody's mom's bra?
No, absolutely not.
Jerked off in somebody's mom's bed?
Yes.
There we go.
Yes, I have. I've actually had sex in my ex's mom's bed.
There you go.
With my ex.
Oh, not with her mom, though.
No, not with her mom. I've never had sex with any of my ex's moms, even though one of them thinks I did, but I didn't.
Did you want to?
Honestly, the thought didn't even cross my mind until she accused me of already doing it.
It never does.
And then I was like, huh, so if you think I fucked your mom, that means maybe I could fuck your mom. And so that kind of got some wheels turning in my head a little bit.
And those wheels just spun out.
Yeah, I mean, I never acted on it. Never fucked her mom.
Have you ever eaten somebody's mom's ass?
No. One girl did get mad at me one time and say that she prayed that I could get some other pussy from anyone, even if it was her mom, so that I could leave her alone. She was really mad at me.
So you have some experience with some people's moms, just not a lot of experience with a lot of people's moms.
I guess. I don't even know if I would consider it experience with moms. I know people who have moms, so I in turn have had interactions with other people's moms.
But not their underwear.
No, not anyone's underwear. I don't, like, it's not, I think that's weird.
Huh. Do you smell your own underwear?
No. Why would I do that?
I'm just asking the questions.
Even, like, on SpongeBob, when Mr. Krabs wanted to do the panty raid, I thought that shit was weird. I was like, what are you doing? Why do y'all want to get their underwear? Like, underwear's, yeah, I don't know. Not my thing.
All right, last one here.
Okay.
I let somebody else take the blame for absolutely destroying the plumbing.
I would too, to be honest with you. I don't even need to hear the story. I'm on your side.
My high school football team had occasional team dinners. The parents would alternate hosting the team at their house, and the players would gorge ourselves on carbs and protein before the game the next day. This particular evening, the hosting family was pretty well off. They had a beautiful, spacious home, and I was pleased to see a secluded bathroom in which to do one's business. I had eaten my fair share of the dinner, and what goes in must come out. These were the days before I'd learned that it doesn't take an entire fistful of toilet paper per wipe to get the job done. I'd finished my business and flushed, but the payload refused to sink. I searched frantically for a plunger to no avail, and I pondered why they didn't keep a plunger in their restroom. Do rich people only take really dainty poops? Now was not the time to contemplate that. I decided there was an emergency at hand. After a moment of panic, I noticed with relief that the water was draining, albeit slowly. It had drained enough for me to buy a second attempt at flushing without overflowing. This time, the product was sucked down and out of sight, but the toilet was still very clearly backed up. I stayed in the bathroom trying to collect my composure and letting the water slowly drain back to normal levels. There was no evidence remaining from simply looking at the toilet that there was anything the matter with it. I fled the scene and rejoined the party. We tossed around a football in the backyard for a while, but that toilet haunted me like a ghost. A short while later, I noticed a teammate making his way down the hall to the hidden oasis bathroom. I am not a religious man, but I spoke a silent prayer for him. When he resurfaced, true horror was written upon his face. I have no idea what his experience in that bathroom had been like, but it must have been traumatizing. I had laid a landmine for him, perfectly hidden and ready to detonate. I believe that he genuinely thinks he created a mess. Somehow, word got around to the host parents that he had clogged the toilet. The hosts were irate, for some reason. Like, lay off, guys, he's a high school kid. And from what I heard, they forced the kid's parents to reimburse them for the plumbing bill. Furthermore, the rest of the team gave him shit, no pun intended, for the rest of the year. I know this seems pretty harmless compared to a lot of stories on this subreddit, but the look on his face had been engraved in my memory for all time. If you're reading this, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'd have done the same shit. Fuck him.
You'd have used that much toilet paper, though?
I, too, used to think you needed a lot of toilet paper, yeah.
In high school?
I was kind of over it by high school. But I had realized you don't need that much. But I found the happy medium between the dude from Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
Yeah.
Who was trying to one square it.
Eduardo.
No.
Coco?
No, the fucking butler dude.
Oh, Walt.
No, Griff, you're gonna piss me off.
Cheese? I'm just naming
random characters. Friends. That's not... No, you know who I'm talking about. The dude who went in and said pea-sized toothpaste and single squares of toilet paper. And I know you know who the hell I'm talking about.
All right, yeah, Mac.
I quit.
I can't do it. Can't do it anymore, Griff. I don't even remember what we were talking about.
We were naming Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends characters.
No, we weren't. God damn it. Toilet paper. Yes. I used to use a lot of toilet paper, and I would have left their bathroom fucked up, and I would have let somebody else take the blame, and probably had no remorse for it, so you might be a better person than I am.
Definitely wordy for a story about clogging the toilet. I'll give you
that.
Yeah,
it sounded like you really didn't want to say shit. Like, you added a lot of extra words that you could have just said shit. What the fuck is a payload, weirdo? But whatever.
All right, and that's going to wrap up the Reddit referral for this episode.
Can't believe you've ruined my reference.
What?
My Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
I was trying to help you figure out who you were talking about.
Because you know who I'm talking about.
I was naming characters.
You were naming characters who are not who I was talking about. You know who I'm talking about, and you know none of those characters were his name.
Oh,
you
his
know
name.
Every character that you named.
So not Madame Foster, because it's his, or Frankie.
No, the dude who told Frankie, pea-sized Miss Francis. I remember the exact quote, because I used that for a very long time.
Pea-sized poop?
Pea-sized toothpaste. The amount of toothpaste that you need on a toothbrush is the size of a pea. Anything else is excessive, according to him.
I always thought it was the length of the toothbrush.
No, that's excessive.
Really?
Yeah, according to him, yes. On Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. Just like he said, you need one square of toilet paper. Anything else is excessive, and you do not need that. It is wasteful. In real life, you have to find a happy medium between pea-sized and one square. You feel me?
But a pea isn't a square.
Not comparing the two.
Okay.
So, like, he said pea-sized.
Yeah.
Most people try to do the whole toothbrush. So maybe, you know, leave a little bit of bristles on each end.
Well, there's only the bristles on one end, though.
Griff, you're gonna cut this the fuck out.
What are you talking about?
You know exactly what I'm talking about, Griff.
Yeah, the whole toothbrush.
So you cover your whole toothbrush in toothpaste, Griff? Is that what you just fucking said?
I'm just saying, that's what you could do, right?
Like, no! No, that's not what you could fucking do.
Why couldn't you do that? You ever put toothpaste on your balls?
We're moving on.
You ever put toothpaste on your balls?
No, we're moving on. What's the next fucking segment?
It's the toothpaste on your balls segment.
No, we're not talking about toothpaste. We're not talking about toilet paper. No, fuck you. What's next?
Alright, next up we got some questions to answer.
See what you guys want to fucking know this week.
The hard-hitting ones.
Gosh, I'm all flustered now. All
right, you ready for the first question? Explain global warming to me like I'm a 5-year-old.
If you leave your trash on the ground instead of putting it in a trash can, the earth eats it and gets sick. And when it gets sick, it gets a fever and it starts sweating. And if the earth sweats too much, we're all gonna die.
That was actually phenomenal.
Thank you.
That was really good.
Thank you. I'm very good with kids.
Yeah. Good with global warming, too.
I mean, I guess that's not really how global warming works, but...
I mean, it's for a 5-year-old, sure.
Yeah, you know, for a 5-year-old, definitely.
Okay.
But, you know, for the adults out there, the earth doesn't actually eat the stuff. It, you know, like, takes a long time to decompose, and then there's fumes in the air that create, like, a force field, and sun rays get trapped, and ice caps are melting. It's a whole thing. Ask Al Gore about it.
All right, next question.
Okay.
How would society be different if everybody was naked?
I don't know. Everybody would just be naked. People wouldn't spend as much money on clothes. That would be the main change that I saw.
Interesting.
I feel like everybody would just do everything naked, like...
Well, right, but
you can still drive a car naked, you can still ride a bike naked, you can ride a skateboard, walk, eat, drink.
You don't think it would change,
perform.
Like, a fundamental way that society, like, acts?
I mean, probably, but I'm not a psychologist. I don't know.
Okay, well then I can kind of take that portion. I'm not a psychologist, but like that's kind of where my answer leads into.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it wouldn't change much, you know. People are still gonna be weird. People are still gonna, I don't know, do weird shit.
I feel like as far as a societal change, you know, obviously, yeah, people aren't gonna be buying clothes. Clothes, I guess, wouldn't really exist. But I feel like if everybody's just naked, like that's what it is, that's what you know, that almost in turn, I feel like would eliminate a lot of body shaming and feeling bad about like your self-image because you just, everybody's exposed from the jump. As soon as you come out the womb, it's all out in the open. You see everybody's everything, everybody's just how they are. So it's like nobody's got anything to hide. Like, yeah, you could look at somebody and say, oh, like that person's fat or that person's skinny. But like, I feel like growing up or living in a society where everybody's just completely naked, just all the time, it's just what it is. It's almost like, oh, who gives a shit? Like, you're not staring at like girls' titties like every time they walk by because it's like, oh, who gives a shit?
I completely disagree with you.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. I think it would make all of that a lot worse because everybody wants to compare themselves to somebody else at this point in, you know, history or whatever. Like, people all want to be like somebody else. So if I weigh 200 pounds and I see a dude who weighs 150 and he's getting bitches, I'm gonna try and weigh 150 so I can get some bitches.
Well, that's fine, but that's not what I'm saying.
No, like there would still be the body shape. Like people are gonna see people on TV and say, "Well, I don't look like that. They look like that. Maybe I should look like that," regardless of if they have clothing on or not.
Yeah, but you can't necessarily attribute society being the exact same. Like, you'll see people on TV whose bodies look shittier than you might think that they actually are when they're clothed or in wardrobe or anything.
You would have no notion of what they looked like clothed.
Exactly.
So they would still look shitty. You feel me? Like,
Right. So being naked and exposed, it's a desensitized thing.
no, it's not. It's the same thing. Instead of me comparing, oh, he has a Dior jacket, I have a Michael Kors jacket. Now is he has abs, I don't have abs. It's gonna be the same thing regardless. Humans are gonna act the same way, whether the mediums are there or not, to express how we feel. Human nature is what human nature is. Humans are jealous creatures.
Okay, but I mean, just obviously, this is just speculative, but do you think, you know, in primal times, heavier primates were excluded in a society of like cavemen?
No, because in primal times, they had to worry about survival. In this scenario, everything is the same. We still have iPhones, Apple Watches, all that good shit, but people just don't wear clothes. So, American pop culture is completely the same. It's just everybody's naked. Nobody's wearing Gucci and Louis Vuitton.
Yeah,
People are
but
getting tattoos and shit.
yeah, I mean, my stance would just be society being naked would change the way people's images would be of each other. Like,
I don't
yeah,
think so.
you're still gonna have images of yourself in whatever capacity, but you know, seeing people exposed, that being all you know, like
It's not anything because they're not considered exposed. If this is the way that things are, there have never been clothes. Nobody knows what clothes are. There might be like maybe porn is people wearing clothes instead of getting naked. You feel me? Like, so there's no notion, you're not considering I'm exposed. You mean just like when you put a shirt on, you're not doing it like, oh, let me cover myself up. You're putting a shirt on because people wear shirts. You're not consciously putting on pants to cover your balls. Like, you feel me? That's just what people do. So it's not, nothing is considered exposed if everything is always out. Then it's just what it is.
Right.
Or like if I post a naked picture somewhere and then somebody else posts it and says they exposed me. They didn't expose me, it's already out there.
Right.
So, like, if anything, I exposed myself, but that would only be because I posted a picture opposite of social norms, me being naked when most people post clothed pictures.
Your idea of like, oh, like that's not exposed, like that's not being exposed, like yeah, that's feeding into my point of that lack of the sense or idea of exposure would change psychologically how we would think as a society over the past thousands and hundreds of years.
I mean, maybe, but like in reality, clothes were developed not for concealment. People didn't invent shirts to hide their nipples. People invented shirts to hide from the elements and protect from nature, like dust and rocks and sun and whatever else, you know. I don't know. I feel like all the body shit doesn't have anything to do with clothes. Like, people's self-esteem issues are all really like, that's an American thing. A developed country thing, I guess I should say, because people in Europe and other countries like that have self-esteem stuff too. But like, that's a luxury, I can't think of the word, like, rich people problems. Yeah, I'm fat, but like, that kid in that country can't eat. Like, they don't care how big they are. They want food, like, to survive. And we're worried about, you know, triple cheeseburgers and shit. It's a whole big thing. But yeah, like, I feel like it wouldn't really change shit if everybody walked around naked. That's my final.
Yeah, and my final thing is I just think it's just a fundamental thing. I think that would change the psychology of how people view each other over the course of, you know, history. Just always being naked. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Fuck it. Let us know what you think.
Hell yeah. All right, let's wrap up with this question here then.
Okay.
If all dogs go to heaven, what animals go to hell?
Squirrels.
Squirrels.
Rats. Rats. All rats go to hell. Duh. Any rodent. Squirrel, mice, rat, all that shit. Rodents go to hell.
Raccoon?
Yeah, fuck them.
Badger?
Fuck them.
Possum?
Fuck them.
Honey badger?
I would consider a badger as well, but still fuck them.
Falcon?
Not a badger.
Turtle?
Not a rodent, I mean.
Turtle?
No, that's an amphibian.
Really?
Yeah. Water and land.
Really?
I mean, some of them.
What about an octopus?
No, that's a sea creature.
Do you think an octopus would go to hell?
No, but I do think lobsters will.
Really?
Lobsters and crawfish.
Okay.
I consider them the rats and mice of the ocean.
What about crabs?
Ooh, yeah, probably.
What about shrimp?
Actually, no. Shrimp? I don't know. Crabs are arachnids, though. Crabs are spiders. And so are lobsters, technically.
So what's a spider, then? A crab or a lobster?
An arachnid, as well as a scorpion.
Okay. What about a fox?
Fox is a dog. They would go to heaven.
A fox is not a dog.
It's a canine.
No fucking way.
Come on, bud.
I feel like a fox is closer to a cat than a dog.
Not at all.
Are you thinking of a wolf?
No. Wolves would go to heaven as well, though, because they're canines.
Yeah.
And coyotes.
Really?
Would also go to heaven as well, because they're canines. And dingoes would also go to heaven as well, because they're canines.
Dingo ate my baby.
Maybe.
Hope not. Fuck, I feel like we could have a let's talk about just determining what animals are going to heaven and what animals are going to hell.
Yeah, I mean, listeners, what animals do you think are going to heaven and hell? We're establishing dogs are going to heaven. If you say dogs are going to hell, I don't want to hear what you have to say. But let's hear some spin-offs of that. If dogs are going to heaven, what's happening to the rest of them?
What about bumblebees?
I wouldn't put them in this category. Because they're an insect, not an animal.
Okay, what about a dragonfly then?
Also an insect.
Okay. Well, all right then.
Yeah, I would keep this strictly mammals.
Okay.
For this discussion.
So what about a whale?
Whales probably go to heaven.
Okay.
Dolphins go to hell, though.
For real?
Yeah.
That's going to lead us right into our last segment. A couple Dolan tweets.
Let's hear what the great man has had to say. I being the great man, in case you guys didn't know.
Dolan being the tweeter. Let's start here. August 22nd, 2015, 9:23 p.m.
Okay.
I want to take a sheet of acid to the face and wander the desert for 6 months.
Well, that was super bold of me. I don't even think I want to do that right now. I've done a little bit of acid and it was a time. Every time. I think I've done acid 3 times. But a whole sheet and wandering the desert sounds like a lot.
Does sound like a lot. Sounds like you were trying to draw some inspiration from the Entourage episode.
Does that happen?
They take shrooms instead of acid, I believe, but yeah, that happens. Joshua Tree.
Yeah, it's a good, concept, taking psychedelics and going on a journey in nature, trying to, you know, find answers to life.
Great concept, just don't get lost and die.
Well, yeah, what did I say, 6 months? That sounds like a long time. It does suck. Like, I don't know if I can walk around in the desert for 6 months.
But I'm guessing you can't.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, there are ways, but...
I suppose, with a lot of supplies.
It goes back to, have you seen the movie Holes, fucker? Don't even answer my question. We're keeping it moving.
September 5th, 2015, at 2:43 p.m. I'm not allowed on school property, But if y'all think I'm not gonna go to the games and prom and shit, y'all got me fucked all the way up.
They didn't let me go to prom.
They did not let you go to prom. I was just gonna say that.
Or any games, I don't think, that year. I might have snuck into like one or two.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you definitely got smuggled in.
Yeah, but they definitely didn't let me go to prom. They were going to, but then after winter break, I came back and was like, hey, can I go to prom when it starts, you know, in a couple months? And they were like, no, you smell like weed too much. That's literally, they said, I come to school smelling like weed too often. Bullshit.
Happens.
I went to junior prom, though.
Yeah, you did. Cut a rug on the dance floor.
Did I?
Think so.
I don't. Never been a big dancer.
Bust a move?
No.
Do a little jig?
Maybe a little jig, but...
Shake that booty?
No, that's not me.
September 5th, 2015. Same day.
Okay.
7:26 p.m. If I ever have a kid and find out I'm not the father, I swear I'm going right to jail because I'm gonna kill that bitch.
Yeah. Like, I don't mind. Like, I've dated women with kids who obviously, like, they weren't my kids. But if I were to, like, go through a pregnancy with a woman and, like, have her have me convinced the whole time that the baby was mine and then find out, like, oh, the baby's not mine, I'm gonna fuck everybody up, killing everybody. That shit is over. Yeah. Y'all ain't about to make me look dumb. I'll be in jail. Y'all gonna be telling God how dumb I look, because that shit is not about to fly over here.
October 26th, 2015, 7:02 a.m. Time goes by fast as fuck when you lay in bed staring at a wall.
Yeah, I probably woke up around 6:30 thinking, all right, let me lay down for 10 minutes, and then stared at the wall for a half hour not realizing it, and felt the need to share it with Twitter. You know, as one does.
All right, let's wrap up with this one for this episode.
Okay.
April 16th, 2016, 9:14 a.m. Parents usually love me until they realize I fucked their daughter.
What year was that?
2016.
The girl I was fucking in 2016's parents did not like me.
Beautiful. And that's going to do it for this edition of Dolan Tweets. We got a couple more coming for you next episode. And we're going to start to bring a close to episode 28 of Welcome Home. For all our new listeners, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you enjoyed what you heard. If you did, we'd really appreciate it if you could give us a 5 stars, nice written review. Make sure to go back, check out our other episodes that you may have missed, get caught up. Lots of great content there. Have yourself subscribed on your favorite streaming platform and share and let everybody know. Returning listeners, homies, thank you, as always, for holding it down. You guys are the real ones. Again, just a nice little share. We really appreciate that. Everybody be sure to click the link in our episode description. That's going to connect you with all things 812 Media Productions, including our socials, our YouTube page, where you can check out 812 Gaming, and lots of great stuff coming up really soon. So be sure to be subscribed on there. It can link you to our Patreon. $2 of your support can help support the dream. And we really appreciate that, so thank you very much. And it's going to link you to our partner, Smooth My Balls. Guys, if your balls are not smooth, you got to get them smooth. Use our link, go over to Smooth My Balls, put in our code 812HOMIES. That's 812HOMIES. Going to get yourself a nice little discount. Going to get those balls real nice and smooth. Go check it out, guys. Get your balls smooth. All right, and that's going to bring us to the people's man, Dolan, some send-off advice.
Guys, invest all your money in cryptocurrency. Always try to keep a positive attitude no matter how rough things get. It, you know, I know shit sucks. Everything will happen how it's meant to happen. You guys, don't stress it. A lot of people get really sick and tired from stressing themselves out too much. Things will all take care of themselves as the time is right for each thing to be taken care of. That doesn't make a lot of sense, but that's all I got for you.
It doesn't always have to necessarily make sense. As long as you got something for the people love it.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm here for. I got y'all.
All right, be sure to come back for episode 29. You're really not going to want to miss that one, because episode 29 is when we're going to be announcing all of our new content that is going to be coming very soon. You're going to want to hear all about it. And you're going to want to hear when it's coming. So be sure to tune in for episode 29. That's going to wrap up episode 28. Thanks everybody for listening. Welcome home.
This episode has been brought to you by 812 Media Productions.